All right, Nick, your general viewpoint about motorcyclists and motorcycling, why do people ride motorcycles? How do you see it?
I see that motorcycling is an extension of our personality. We ride motorcycles along with our fellow riders. We're deemed as being, you know, dangerous and frightening and things like that from other people's perspectives that don't understand motorcycles. It's motorcycling, people get into it because it's the freedom of it, epitomizes our youth. Definitely more the freedom than anything else that people really like about riding a motorcycle.
Now, when people get motorcycles, everybody does something to them at some point or another to make it their own.
Right.
And your view of customizing a motorcycle for somebody, you've been doing this for quite a while now. So how do you view customizing?
Well, I view customizing as individualizing that extension of your personality. Riding a motorcycle that's stock is fine, and a lot of people do that, but it kind of, again, sets you apart one more time customizing a motorcycle. It's what you want the motorcycle to be. It's not you're customizing a motorcycle for your sake and not for the sake of the motorcycle or for the sake of other people seeing that motorcycle. Customizing is definitely something that's happens in a lot of other genres, whether it be automotive or boats, things like that. And in motorcycling, I think there's so many different perspectives on what a custom motorcycle can be, so everyone has their same view, and we're always very surprised by the different styles of different motorcycles that are out there.
Well, now that brings up a good point. Your reputation has been built upon customizing sport bikes. Nick, where do you picture yourself in this world of customizing motorcycles, of making a motorcycle for somebody? Not for the bike itself, but for somebody. Where do you picture yourself?
Well, customizing in general for everyone else is bolting parts onto a bike. I mean, first and foremost, I'm an artist. So customizing to me is a work of art. It's something to be built in harmony with the customer's revelation, what the customer wants the bike to be.
Explain to me revelation.
As far as revelation, it's what the customer looks at and what they have envisioned as far as what their, again, extension of their personality, how the bike is going to be customized to reflect what they see in the motorcycle.
And what they see in themselves.
What they see in themselves as well.
You have a great quote from Cyril Hughes about bikes. And how do you adapt that vision that he had, that feeling, thought that he had, to your building of motorcycles?
Well, there's a saying from Cyril Hughes that I adapt to my art of customization, if you will.
It is art.
And it says, a good designer is not one who takes you from what you have to what you want, but one who takes you from what you want to what you didn't even know you wanted. Because a good designer will look forward and look into that client's personality and think about things that maybe the client didn't think about, to where the bike is beyond your expectations. I think everybody's happy to customize their bikes, but at the end of the day, if it was exactly everything that you expected, you probably wouldn't be very excited. You'd be excited because you finally get your bike back. but you wouldn't be very... I think it's the little details and things like that really go past what someone else would envision. Because not everyone out there is an artist. Not everyone out there is a designer. And that's why I'm here, is to basically be a medium for them to be able to come up with their artwork and using their motorcycle as a canvas to portray their individuality. Well, I think when the day comes and a client comes in and sees their motorcycle, they're going to see everything that they envisioned and more. Being an artist, I see a lot of things that people don't see. A lot of builders out there will look in their same niche motorcycle industry to get ideas. My ideas come from architecture, fine art, fashion, shoes even. I don't even know if I should be saying shoes because everybody's going to be buying shoe magazines now. But those are the things that are not... I build a motorcycle, you would pick up your motorcycle, Paul, you would see that your motorcycle is not going to be something that's trendy. The word that I've used for the last, or phrase I've used for the last 12 years of doing this has been that we build motorcycles so your bike 10 years from now is still going to be classy. It's not going to be something that you're going to look back and go, wow, that was bad. That was a bad idea. I remember when that trend was around. That's going to be a motorcycle that everyone's going to remember. It's going to be a motorcycle that people are going to think, wow, that's innovative. And 20 years from now, you can still open up your garage and look at it, you know, still be in love with that bike like the first day that you had it. And that's the way I view it. I want, you know, somebody to when they see a Nick Anglada original for more of a sought after, you know, I have one of these. I'm proud to have one of these.